This is Dakota Datebook for June 24th. In recent years, we've grown increasingly aware of green terms, reducing carbon footprints and improving energy efficiency, to the point where many of these environmentally friendly terms have been added to the dictionary. But progress and energy efficiency have been goals longer than that. On this date in 1953, the city of Stanley had just approved funding for a system of mercury vapor streetlights, and within a few days had issued calls for construction bids. The cost was to be covered by levies on the property where the new lighting would be placed, with 20% of the cost covered by city funds. Plans for the new system consisted of 29 mercury lights, with 12 along the business section on steel poles and 17 on wooden poles, from the underpass to the school. It was expected that the project would give Stanley a much brighter, more efficient lighting than the old incandescent lamps. The mercury lamp was the first type of mass-produced metal vapor lighting for general applications. These lamps had a relatively long life and were fairly easy to maintain with a low system cost. With a nice white light, they were perhaps the perfect value back then, and they continued to be used across the world for decades. Installing the new system was a big step, and although initially expensive, it would save money in the long run, as the old incandescent bulbs were less efficient and cost twice as much. The mercury lamps had already been installed in Williston, Kenmare, and Crosby, and plans were also underway in Newtown. You won't see these lamps installed today. Due to environmental concerns about mercury, the 2005 Energy Policy Act called for the manufacture and importation of mercury vapor lamps to be phased out by 2008. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.